Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Hussein Muhammad al-Umari is a fugitive who was wanted as a suspect in the 1982 bombing of a Hawaii-bound jetliner that killed one passenger and wounded 16 others. Born in Jaffa, Palestine, al-Umari is 73 years old, stands 1.7 meters tall, and has gray hair and brown eyes. He has a scar from the fingers of his right hand extending to his forearm, and another scar on his left hand in the web between his thumb and index finger. He is also known as Hussein Muhammad al-Umari and Abu Ibrahim. Al-Umari, the one-time leader of the May 15th terrorist group, is wanted by both the French and U.S. governments for his role in deadly bomb attacks. He is one of three people indicted for the August 11, 1982 bombing of Pan American World Airways Flight 830, traveling from Narita, Japan to Honolulu, Hawaii, and is believed to have designed and built the explosive device. In 1985, he is believed to have taken part in attacks on a department store and bank in Paris. Authorities believe al-Umari may have a passport from Lebanon, where his wife reportedly lives. For several years, he resided in Iraq, but his current whereabouts are unknown. A master bomb maker, he reportedly travels at all times with a firearm, and he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to al-Umari's arrest or prosecution. The U.S. guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the U.S. is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on this man, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy and the tip line at www.rewardsforjustice.net or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government. We'll be right back.